As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
And we, of course, are the hosts of Femme Concept, here to bring you some great FemCon tracks, as always, on this lovely Friday afternoon. Today is a very special show.
Yeah, today is really special because Femme Concept turns 1 year old.
Oh my gosh.
So we've been doing this show pretty much every Friday for the past year. So 4 times 12 months. Is that 8?
48.
48.
Yeah.
Plus or minus a few, because we've been away or whatever else has happened. But yeah, we've been doing the show for a whole year. October 3rd of last year.
Yes.
And today's October 2nd. I realize that, but
you know, it's the closest. If we were a baby, we would be like starting to walk.
For sure.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think it's like, around one.
Just past Goo Goo Gaga, I think. Or actually, I have no idea. I think babies are all the same age when they're like pretty much from 0 to 2.
Yeah, not quite.
It kind of seems like that. I don't know. Because you know, like moms go like, oh, she's 10 months. And it's like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, or like 24 months. It's like, how about 2 years old, maybe?
I think 1 year is about like ish walking ish age. And I feel like that's a pretty accurate metaphor
for Femme Concept.
Tripping and stumbling and falling sometimes.
But getting on our feet, mostly.
Exactly, exactly. We started things off this morning with a track by the band Knife Pleats, which is Rose Melberg, a Vancouver musician, her latest project. And that is off of the album Hat Bark Beach, and that came out a couple days ago. So the release party for that is happening tonight at the Toast Collective. If you like that track, which was called Things I Hold, you should definitely go check out that show tonight. We have lots of good stuff to play for you today.
Yeah, we're gonna have some old TBs, throwbacks, some old shows. We're going to play some old favorites. We're going to play some new favorites that we've been bumping throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
So Femme Concept is going to be dabbling temporally in a variety of areas.
Temporally. That's a great word.
Yes, cool.
Lots of weird and cool things happening right now. There is a massive crowd of students outside. Well, I shouldn't just say students, probably lots of different people, because Nardwar is doing his video vault right now.
Woo! Old interviews and things.
Yeah, so lots of people hanging out around the station. If you're not here, you should come by and come wave at us or do something.
I don't know. Or just join the crowd and see some homies.
And listen to Nardwar talk at you very enthusiastically.
To say the least. He redefines enthusiasm as the ITR. He's definitely a force to be reckoned.
Truly, truly. All right. So I was looking back at the play sheet from the first show we did together a year ago, and kind of funnily enough, we played a song by Frankie Cosmos, who is a artist. She's from America. I think she's from New York. Or somewhere around there. And we played a song by her on the show and we chatted about it a little bit. And just this past week, she actually released a brand new single that is going to be on the album that she's putting out on Bayonet Records. And that is going to be out in November. Very exciting. So we are going to listen to that track now. It's really short and sweet, but
what is it called?
It's called Sand.
Cool.
All right. This is Frankie Cosmos on Femme Concept. Enjoy.
You hold my hair right by the end, and we hold hands around the bend. don't believe me, you can go ahead and laugh. If you've got a sense of humor, you're not so bad.
All right, we are back here on Fem Concept CITR Radio, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
And the track you just heard was called Julius. That was by a band called OK Jazz from Calgary, Alberta, CanCon, up in here. Great track. That was off of the album, the self-titled album that came out in February of 2015. And before that, we heard the track Lights Out by Angel Olsen off of her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness. She is someone that we've played lots.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And she is going to be here next Thursday in Vancouver playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. So that show is not sold out yet, so you should definitely get your tickets. She's a fantastic live performer. It's really great. She does a great mix of kind of her quiet, stripped down stuff and then also a bunch of songs with her full band. So not to be missed. And that set started with a song from Frankie Cosmos called Sand. And that's off of her forthcoming album. So today is Femme Concept's 1 year anniversary, and Erica and I have been reminiscing a little bit about the stuff that we've done in the past year, some of our favorite songs and, interviews that we've done and such. We also kind of went back and listened to some audio from the first show, which
very,
is...
Very, very cringe.
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to it for more than about 10 seconds. Might as well replay it and have it on our 1 year anniversary show. That would be... most logical move.
It's like cringe is the perfect word to describe it, but also, you have to start somewhere, and you should appreciate.
Start from the bottom. Now we're 1 year old. Else has happened.
Things have still been a little bit interesting at times, for sure. But we're going to listen to a few seconds of this just because why not? It's funny. Okay, and then we'll be back and we'll play some more tunes.
Hey, yo.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor. This is Femme Concept. Every Friday, 1 to 2 on CITR. I'm joined today by my friend Erica, new co-host.
Hello.
What's up? How's it going?
Oh, it's going great today.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the on-air studio. It's very exciting.
So exciting.
You have any thing to share with everybody? Start us off, any motivational words?
Any anecdotes? Just the motivational words are it's Friday, so we're getting down today and we're going to play some good stuff. So, yeah.
Sweet, sweet. Okay, well, on that note, I will tell everybody what they just listened to. Ooh, man.
So, if anyone noticed, the mic wasn't on for that first portion, which is pretty jokes.
It's great.
And I can tell, and I can hear in our voices how stoked we are.
Yeah.
And, how we're like, oh my god, we don't actually know how to do this right now. Yeah,
that enthusiasm is exactly what all you need, really, to get started with a show here, so.
Yeah, that's, well.
Not all you need, but.
A big part.
Yes.
Definitely.
Exactly. Okay, so up next we have a track by U.S. Girls. And why did you choose this one, Erica?
Sororal Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
This album just came out and I went to our music director Andy's office and I always walk in there and I'm like, Andy, I need some tunes. And he goes, okay. And he knows exactly what I like, seriously, because every time he suggests something, it's always on point. And so I have been listening to this album quite a bit, and this song is about a family, and it resonates and it's groovy as hell. She's also gonna be here, I think, on Tuesday opening for Peaches, which is so sick.
Awesome.
That's, I don't think I'm actually going, but so her music's great, and I don't know her name. I don't know very much about this woman, but she's wonderful, and she's been playing on my pod all week long. So this song is called Sororal Feelings, and I hope you like it.
Mm-hmm. con los sonidos. Pueden hacerlo. Por ejemplo.
Moyo bae chuminguá y los ibeis. Moyo bae chung chango en yemaya.
foot, but I keep going older. 8 years since 25 now, and all that ages now is the body.
Yo, 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 you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio from the University of British Columbia on the unceded Musqueam territory of the Coast Salish people. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
I'm smiling because I got distracted. That song you just heard is called That Battle Is Over by Jenny Haval. She's a musician based in Copenhagen. She's from Oslo, I believe, though. In Norway. And before that, we played IBA. I think that's how you say it. IBEYI. It's a pair of sisters.
Twins.
And the song is called Think of You. And then before that, I already forget.
Sororal Feelings by
US Girls. Yeah, those are all faves, like serious faves. Especially the last one I was telling Eleanor. That Battle Is Over, that song is very, speaks to me a little bit. And essentially, it seems like it's mocking the fact that, like it says, feminism's over, socialism's over, I can do what I want now, I can consume what I want now. And then she kind of talks about how magazines are telling you you're sick and you're not well and you're needing more and needing to consume more and your body is yours, but you also need to have a man, child, and what's wrong with me, essentially, is what she's asking throughout that song. And I think that resonates very much so in terms of why we play 100% FemCon and what Eleanor and I think is really important in the world, and also just the theme of our show. So we play 100% FemCon, and that means something is deemed FemCon if two of four categories are fulfilled. So the music has to be composed by a self-identified female, produced by a self-identified female, self-identified female performs, self-identified female has written the lyrics. So we think it's really important to draw attention to gender inequality and lack of gender representation in media, and in particular, and in our case, music, and how women are present, but maybe they are conditionally present or compared to the benchmark male. And this is also not just for self-identified females. We also try to draw attention to minorities in general in the media, and how the media is predominantly white. And we think that that's really problematic. So every Friday for an hour, we take our little spurt of time to draw attention to this inequality and to try to, you know, it's the little victories. So that is how, that is what we do on Femme Concept, and we think it's really important. So this show has been a learning process, and it's been really interesting for telling people about our show. That's been the biggest thing for me, has been like, you know, I tell people we play 100% FemCon, and this goes from like my friends' parents to professors to people I've just met for like 2 seconds, because that's always brought up immediately, is that I'm on the radio. If I don't bring it up, somebody else does. And it's really quite interesting, because I would say sometimes the reaction either reinforces the reason why I do this show, in like the sense that the reaction can be negative, but the positive reactions as well also say, kind of reinforce why this is an important show and why it's a big deal. So that's my splurge on what we do every Friday, but also reflecting on a year of doing it. It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man, because you want a whole year of FemCon. And sure, we've had some repeats, but for the most...
So does everybody else, you know? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Think of Top 40 Radio. Gosh.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the whole idea, is to repeat. but yeah, it really reinforces, like, time has flown, first of all. And second of all, this has been like one of the coolest things I've ever done, and it's so important. And I hope that when Eleanor and I fly from the nest,
literally.
Oh my God, lol. This building is called the nest. That's why we're having lols about that. then somebody can fill our shoes,
yeah,
and carry this on. And also, we have a women's collective that is just starting.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Holliday just was hired as the women's collective coordinator at CITR. So if you're listening to this show and you would like to become a member of CITR, or if you already are one, you are more than welcome to join this collective and with like-minded individuals along the lines of women's issues and social justice issues. And if you like radio and you want to learn how to do that stuff, so that's an opportunity for you. Okay, I'm talking lots, so I'm going to... Actually, you know what? No, I shouldn't even be apologetic.
No. If we can do it, so can you.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do some other fun stuff on this show today. Yay!
We, this past year, organized International Women's Day on CITR, March 8th, did a whole day of programming, celebrating women and raising women's voices up and celebrating female musicians and things like that. And as part of that, Erica and I hosted a special edition of Femme Concept, and we had our friend's band come and play live on air. It was very special. They are called Tits and Bread, 3 UBC students, and they just had started their band that year, right?
Yeah, they were roommates living together and were jamming together and mm-hmm. started this lovely band. They are composed of Katie Miles, Maya Graves, and Olivia Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia's in Paris right now.
They're on a little hiatus.
Mm-hmm, but they're wonderful.
Yeah, and we had them on, and they played a set for us and chatted with us about things relating to International Women's Day and such. So right now we're going to play a little clip from that live set. And so you can relive that moment along with us, because I think it was one of my favorite moments from this year. So this is Tits and Bread here on Femme Concept on CITR.
Red wine is next.
Ooh,
okay. So there's a bit of a story behind the song that we haven't quite worked out yet. We just pulled it together kind of over a phone call when Maya was out of town last night, and I was kind of half asleep on the couch. And then about 10 minutes ago, sang it for the first time together. So it's very rough. It's very new. But we wrote it sitting around our kitchen partially on, what was it, Friday night?
The full moon.
Friday night, the full moon, drinking red wine out of the box. And it's sort of a song. Well, it isn't sort of. It is a song about how women often, when they're on their periods, are kind of put down and marginalized and made to feel like you're not strong and awesome. So this is a song about how you are strong and awesome all the time. And there you go. Yeah, we've got the lyrics out because we really, it's new.
Just wrote it. Okay.
I'd like to know. The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Vancouver International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org.
Everything changed. Everything changed. I knew this day.
And we're back.
Ooh.
You just heard a song by the band TV Ugly. They are a Vancouver band. That was a track called Slow Thighs off of their cassette UCLA Yankee Cola. Oh, great musicians.
If you want to know more about TV Ugly, pick up last month's edition of Discorder magazine. There's a great little interview I read it yesterday of them.
It's cute.
It's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like TV Ugly because, like, everyone is from such different, like I guess the friend groups were, like, rubbing up on each other for quite a while. But then those four, like, were like, okay, let's have a band. And then they kind of talk about this in their interview. And they're just like, yeah, we didn't really hang out before. And now we hang out all the time because we're in a band. And we don't argue. So things happen. They're really, like, organized, apparently. So... yeah, there's some pals, mm-hmm. and there's some great pals.
They're playing for the CJSF 12 Years on the FM Dial party happening at the Astoria tomorrow night. They'll be playing along with Supermoon and Ace Martins and Mittens. Thank you. And Adrian Teacher in the Subs. So you should go and check that out. Support Campus and Community Radio and, you know, just do all of the great things. Do not be on your... Hey...
What?
Lots of good things happening this weekend, as we already mentioned. What's happening tonight?
Tonight, I don't know if there's anything. There's
Braids
anything.
Happening tonight, I think.
Oh, okay.
And Tassiomancy.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Rose Milberg's band Knife Pleats is playing a show. And I'm sure other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there are other things. I would just check out the old Facebook machine and... Take a look-ski and see what your pals are going to.
Take part in the community.
Or, like, read at home, because that's what I probably should be doing tonight, because that's my life.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a little break-ski.
It's good to do that.
A few break-skis.
And have a few beer-skis.
Yeah, buddy!
Exactly. Stay tuned in to CITR. We have Radio Zero up next, followed by the one, the only... Nardwar.
The Human Serviette. Oh, I'm not going to do the sing song part. Sorry, I thought that you wanted me to do that.
No, you could do whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then the news at 5.
Truly, truly, actually happening. It's going to be great. So we're almost done here. We've had a bit of a retrospective. We've had some new stuff that we've played today. It's been quite the spread. We are going to hear now from... one of our favorite local artists, Francesca Belcourt. She put out a cassette this September with Gennaro Sound, which is a local label.
It came out in August.
Oh, was it August?
Yeah.
Okay. A local label that is all female electronic artists run by Soledad Munoz. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we actually had her on the show back in March or April or May. I can't remember the months.
I think it was in March.
The months all blend together. But so we're going to play a track by Francesca off of her cassette, Zongs. What song should we play?
I forget the title, but it's great. Kind
Bloody?
Of, kind of Bad.
Kind of Bad? Kind of Bad is a good one.
We played it. No. What's the one that goes, Maybe the first one.
Sketchy Cuddle.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's
okay,
just take
we're gonna
it
do that one. You know, we're doing things live. We're doing it live.
I
so
try to imitate.
Here is Sketchy Cuddle by Francesca Belcourt on Femme Concept. Enjoy.
Heyo,
we're back.
Femme Concept back again. We've got about 3 minutes left, so we're gonna do something kind of cool. As we've been playing old clips in commemoration of our 1 year anniversary, we're gonna play something part of an interview that was with Soledad Minos, who started the label Gennaro Sound, who that song was just from. Francesca Belcourt is on that label. And we're going to play a little part of the interview where Soledad gives a bit of a breakdown of what Gennaro is to her and why its name is what it is. And she's definitely somebody who kind of embodies a bit of, her project is reflective and matches up with ours. So
she's very inspiring.
Very inspiring to us. So, yeah, I think it's really important to include her on this 1 year show.
Mm-hmm. And I think that will kind of take us to the end here. So thanks for tuning in, and to all of you who have been listening for the full year and supporting us in any way, whether at that be just listening or giving us positive feedback or whatnot. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, or being open to us explaining why we do what we do and getting a window into our souls.
Exactly. All right. Have a good weekend.
Woo!
How do you say it?
Well, it's a Spanish word. It comes from género. And I feel like just introducing that translation gives a little bit of context to the whole project. So género in Spanish, it means to generate. Yo género. It means textile. I don't know. And then it means genre and gender at the same time. So I thought it was a word that really fits with everything that we're doing. And I really like that people pronounce it however, like general, because then it becomes its own word mm-hmm. in English and Spanish. Like there's no such word in either language. So yeah, it's an audio project which facilitates conversation within women and communities. It's based on the works of female producers, mostly in the electronic music realm, but it doesn't stop or start there. And yeah, we're focused on not only releasing albums, but also having showcases of people that may not be releasing, but just to start conversations between us.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. And it's been going...